Busy morning here on Maryland's Morning News, but this is a very special edition of the show because my college roommate joins me now, J.R. Kasha. He was recently in a little movie you may have heard of called Argo, ABC's Mistresses. He's been on CSI. He's been on Dexter. He's been on House. He's been on NCIS, The Mentalist. J.R. Kasha, ladies and gentlemen. Golf clap, everyone. Golf clap. Very good. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're doing all right. So I should say we lived in the same dorm our freshman year at the University of Maryland. Then we had an off-campus house for a year on Hopkins Street, I believe it was. Wasn't that the name
yeah.
of it? Right? Very good. I pulled
Holy
that.
Holy cow.
And you are now an actor in Hollywood. It still blows me away to know that. So, explain to the people how you, because you were a business major. Weren't you a business major at Maryland?
I was.
And how in the world did you become an actor?
Remember, I became a business major because I went there my senior year to the guidance office and said, okay, what major gets me out of here on time? They looked at all my prereqs and said, you could be general business. I could do that. I watched The Usual Suspects the night before I took the LSATs because they tell you to relax, watch a movie or something.
And right.
I just remember, I said, how do they do that? And I was just... I don't know. I wanted to know, and I wanted to know how they did it, and I told my parents I was going to go to law school in California. My mother, she told my father I was throwing my life away.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, "This okay, just don't ask me for money." And there it was.
All right, so it's one thing to say that you want to be an actor. It's another thing to actually go out and do it. So how did that happen? Because I remember when I first saw you, you were on like some MTV soap opera, and I just like I dropped my plate and said, oh, my God, that's JR. How did that happen?
I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I wanted to do it well, and I ran into, long story short, I became the personal assistant to Dennis Farina. He was in Law and Order for a couple years. He was in Get Shorty. I mean, people see his face and they remember him. He passed away just in July. And he became like an uncle to me. You know, I took this classes with this guy, Sal Dano, three nights a week, 7 to midnight. I mean, it was like grad school for 3 years. I was persistent, and I got an agent, and I read for that MTV role, and it was like their first scripted show. It was supposed to, you know, it was like a big deal and everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so We wanted to have you on, and we wanted to talk about the Oscars. And actually, do you watch movies on a regular basis, you know, being in the business?
I do.
Okay. First of all, before we get into the movies, what is it like to be in Los Angeles on Oscar night? Is it like the Super Bowl for that town?
Yeah, but, you know, it's so funny, Brian. It's everyone pretends it's not a big deal. I mean, because you see there's so many people out here. There's so many celebrities. Like, I remember when I was back in school, you know, it's like, oh, my God, there's Joe Smith. There's
right.
Keith Booth.
Right, right.
Here it's, there's Brad Pitt. Don't look. He'll think we're too cool, you know. I'm serious, man. So everybody complains about the traffic. They block off Hollywood Boulevard from Highland to La Brea. It's like everybody complains, but everybody watches the Oscars.
All right, so what movies do you like of the top 10? Let's start with Best Picture, because that's what everybody wants to know about. Or I guess there's 9 this year, right? Is there 9 this year? Something like that. But if you've seen them all, American Hustle, mm-hmm. Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska... What is this one? Philomena? I don't even know that one.
Yeah, Philomena.
All right, 12 Philomena. Years a Slave and The Wolf of Wall Street. So what's your pick, J.R. Kasha, for your, first of all, your favorite movie and what you think is going to win?
I'm glad you asked, because there's what I think, and then there's what I think the Academy's going to do. I think, I don't know, for people that haven't seen them all, because there's 9 now, I got to say, I love Captain Phillips and American Hustle. I thought that being in Argo was amazing, because you're sitting there and you're going, everyone knows the end of the movie. And I don't think people appreciate like how to build tension in a movie that when everyone knows the ending.
Right.
And in American Hustle, maybe some people aren't so familiar with American Hustle, but the ending of the movie, that is, in real life. But also, you know, in Captain Phillips, we know how it ends. I was riveted.
Right.
I love those two. But I think, and also a great movie was 12 Years a Slave. I thought that was a great movie. I think that's going to win, but My personal choice would probably be between American Hustle and Captain Phillips.
All right. Best actor, Christian Bale, Bruce Dern, Leonardo DiCaprio, Chiwetel Ejiofor. Did I get that right?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Look at you. And Matthew McConaughey.
I think Matthew McConaughey is going to win. I think he did a great job. I encourage everybody to see a movie he did called Mud this past year. I saw it should have been nominated, but it was came out in March. I'd give people a money back guarantee on that. I shouldn't say that on the air, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
Mud. See what he did in Mud. He might get it just because of both of those movies, maybe. But my pick would be Christian Bale. You appreciate he's juggling so many balls in the air, and then you see like a beautiful arc that he had that I don't think was built in. Maybe I think DiCaprio did a great job, but like it wasn't. You rooted for Christian Bale. He started as he's a hustler.
Yeah, right.
He's doing something illegal, but then you see how difficult it was for him to turn in his friend, the mayor, and I love that.
All right, let's go to actress. We got Amy Adams from Hustle, Kate Blanchett, Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock in Gravity, Judi Dench, Meryl Streep. Those are some big names right there.
You know, they should just have a separate category. Like, it's Meryl Streep, and then, like, this mini Oscar goes to whoever else. She's, in our business, my God, that's what everybody shoots for.
So, you know, there was a study not too long ago. I think more people thanked Meryl Streep than God when accepting an Oscar. I think they actually did that, and that's possible. So yes, Meryl Streep is an important figure in Hollywood.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure I saw that somewhere on the internet. But then again, it was on the internet, and you can't trust everything that's out there on the internet. You know, you can't trust everything.
Of course you can.
Well, listen, buddy, it was great catching up with you. Best of luck to you down the road. We're very proud of you. The fact that you know that you're in Hollywood and I got a radio show. I don't think in a million years we ever thought that this would be happening. By the way, before I let you go, I have to say because we weren't in the same fraternity, but we were buddies. Do you know what Ken Ullman, who was in your fraternity, is up to these days?
I do. I followed him on Facebook, and he's politician, right? He's gonna be running Maryland. Holy cow.
He has a good chance to be the lieutenant governor, and he's probably listening right now. So there you go. Your fraternity brother's out in Hollywood, and you could possibly be the lieutenant governor of Maryland. So amazing stuff.
You know, maybe I'll play him one day.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, bud. Good talk to you as always. Great to catch up with you, and best of luck, and we'll do it down the road, all right?
Absolutely.